Welcome to today's reading of the San Angelo Standard Times, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org. Hello, this is Michael reading from this week's San Angelo Standard Times. We're reading for the week of May 17th, 2020. I'm reading on Thursday, May 21st, 2020. As we always do, we will begin with the most recent stories and then work our way further back into the week. COVID-19 in San Angelo, downtown event planned, drive-through testing continues, from staff reports. This is a series of short articles that they update throughout the day. Insurance agent and ice cream shop team up for Hero Appreciation Day. State Farm agent Steve White has teamed up with The Latest Scoop, 37 West Concho, to offer free ice cream to San Angelo police officers on Saturday, May 23rd and Sunday, May 24th. Officers should show their credentials, then choose a flavor. The shop will be open from 2 to 9 p.m. both days. As a way to say thank you to the uniformed men and women of the SAPD serving San Angelo this Memorial Day weekend, I invite you to swing by The Latest Scoop and enjoy the flavor of your choice on me, White said. A simple way of saying thank you for standing in the gap for our city. City announces beaches and camping open starting June 1st. The city announced that beaches, camping, and skate parks will be open starting June 1st. Recreational activities, including basketball, will be allowed at parks at that time. Downtown San Angelo Incorporated announces Downtown Strong Campaign plans event. From 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. May 30th, Downtown San Angelo Incorporated will host an event to help bring business back to downtown after coronavirus concerns closed many businesses. Local musicians will perform for tips at downtown businesses to encourage people to come downtown. More information will be announced later regarding car clubs and musicians. Local health authority rescinds orders regarding public areas at hotels, recreational activities. A new order from Dr. James Verretz rescinds previous orders by the local health authority regarding all restrictions on public areas of apartment complexes and hotels within the city of San Angelo. They are rescinded effective immediately. All restrictions on recreational activities within the city of San Angelo are hereby rescinded as of 12 a.m. on June 1st. This includes, but is not limited, to all skating areas, basketball courts, beaches, and camping areas. Although these restrictions have been lifted, residents must do their part and continue social distancing practices, hand hygiene, and disinfection practices. Please follow the governor's guidance when it comes to parks, beaches, and bodies of water. Updated COVID-19 drive-through testing site hours. Beginning Saturday, May 23rd, new hours for the Shannon drive-through COVID-19 testing site, located at the corner of Beauregard and Oak Street, will be Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. This site enables patients to drive up and be evaluated in their vehicle by a medical provider. If the provider determines the patient may have COVID-19, according to the criteria set by the CDC, the patient will then be tested on site. Personnel will collect the necessary samples for the test. The patient will then receive instructions regarding self-quarantine and the next steps they must take until test results are returned. San Angelo ISD to post billboards honoring seniors. San Angelo ISD will honor the class of 2020 seniors via billboards around San Angelo. The billboards will be at 1524 South Bryant Boulevard, 3001 Knickerbocker Road, and 5555 Sherwood Way. All Tom Green County District Court jury trials canceled for June. All Tom Green County District Court jury trials scheduled for June have been canceled, according to a release from Honorable Jay Weatherby. All initial criminal pretrial hearings, scheduled from June 2nd at 2 p.m., are canceled. All 28.01 criminal pretrial hearings scheduled for June 10th at 2 p.m. are canceled, but all deadlines remain in place. All MTR pretrial hearings are also canceled. The courts anticipate issuing a separate order regarding the duties of attorneys in connection with those matters previously set for pretrials in April, May, and June, according to the release. The city reports another travel-related positive COVID-19 test for Tom Green County, bringing the total to 89 as of Thursday, May 21st. The recent patient is a man in his 20s who likely contracted the coronavirus while traveling, according to information from the city of San Angelo. Here's a breakdown of cases since testing began in late February for the county. 2,910 total tests, 89 positive tests, 117 tests pending results, 2,704 negative tests. The latest positive COVID-19 tests brings the number of travel-related cases to 9. The majority of local patients, 50, have been exposed to someone known to have the disease, according to city records. 17 patients have been classified as having picked up the virus by community spread, meaning they have no known contact with a positive patient and haven't traveled to an area where the disease is so prevalent that contracting it would be likely. The county has reported one fatality attributed to the coronavirus, a man in his 70s with underlying conditions who died at Shannon Medical Center in early April. Angelo State University ranked top Texas school for education during pandemic by Rosanna Aguilera. Angelo State University has been ranked among the top 10 best schools in Texas for education during the COVID-19 pandemic by Educate to Career. Educate to Career is a California-based nonprofit specializing in financial advice for college and career planning. A total of 62 Texas colleges and universities were ranked based on economic value and their ability to educate students remotely during the COVID-19 pandemic and accompanying financial crisis. Specific ranking criteria included each institution's distant learning programs, technology, faculty experience in online instruction, tuition and fees, and projected future employment of graduates, according to a new release. The rankings break the schools into 4 tiers, where ASU is listed in Top Tier 1, which includes schools that have the systems required to deliver full curriculum online and in classroom, and also have a minimum of 3 years of experience in delivering online curriculum. Due to the pandemic, ASU began delivering all classes completely online on March 23rd. All classes for the first summer term that begins on June 1st and the second summer term that begins on July 6th will also be delivered completely online. ASU was among the first in the nation to put programs like nursing, curriculum, and instruction, and security studies online. So we have the infrastructure and IT staff to make it happen, said Dr. Don Toploff, Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs. The amazing thing is how fast we converted conventional classes to online. Our faculty did that in just over a week. They made a rock fly. ASU is currently planning for classes to resume on campus for the fall 2020 semester that begins August 24th. Taco, Tequila, and Margarita Fest postponed due to COVID-19 by Rosanna Aguilera. The Taco, Tequila, and Margarita Fest, presented by Reina's Tacos, has been postponed due to COVID-19. The event was supposed to take place Sunday, May 24th. It's not legally possible for us to have it, owner Anna Rea said. Reina said that they are aiming to hold the festival in September. If you purchased a ticket online, it will still be honored. The site for the event will be the Santa Rosa Sports Arena at 3613 FM 2105. Unfortunately, we are still coordinating with the venue on a date that works for the public safety, as well as making sure our vendors are all able to still participate, Reina said. we feel that the event is going to be a success, hopefully by late September. Raina said it will still be a Sunday date, and they will announce the specifics when they're finalized so they don't have to reschedule again. But one thing is for sure, we are working on recipes for margaritas for the event and getting prepared for a great experience for everyone, Raina said. Raina said they just added frozen margaritas to pair up with their tacos, so customers can try a sneak peek of what's to come at the festival. Twin Peaks reopening in San Angelo with restrictions, by Rosanna Aguilera. San Angelo's Twin Peaks is reopening its dining room Monday, May 25th, at 50% capacity. The restaurant at 1601 Knickerbocker Road has implemented new sanitation and safety processes in addition to adhering to all federal, state, and local guidelines. Some of the new measures include personal protective equipment will be provided to all employees. All staff temperatures will be checked upon arrival. Staff must pass a personal health and hygiene questionnaire. Hand sanitizers will be available throughout the restaurant. Digital menus will be offered so guests can view menus on their own device. Contactless payment will be available for guests to pay on their own device. Foot pull door opener attachments will be added to restrooms. Guests are to look for the safety sticker of approval on all team members. The restaurant's Ultimate Sports Lodge will be open 11 a.m. to midnight, Sunday through Wednesday, and 11 a.m. to 2 a.m., Thursday through Saturday. Police report man who hit child, 7, with vehicle charged with intoxication assault, by Elena Edgen. Two men have been arrested after a 7-year-old riding a bicycle was hit by a vehicle Wednesday afternoon, according to police. About 5:06 p.m. Wednesday, May 20th, scanner traffic reported that a child had been hit by a vehicle at West Avenue Inn and College Hills Boulevard. A man driving a white 2009 Chevy Suburban was going northbound in the 1800 block of College Hills Boulevard when he collided with the 7-year-old boy. Another child was with the boy but was not injured, according to Tracy Platt Fox, a public information officer for San Angelo Police. The boy was taken to a nearby hospital with incapacitating injuries. There was consideration for an air flight to another hospital, but due to weather, that was canceled Wednesday evening, according to Platt Fox. On Thursday afternoon, Platt Fox said that the boy was flown to an Austin area hospital for treatment. During the investigation into the crash, officers suspected the driver was under the influence of an illegal substance. A field sobriety test was performed. Jesus Martinez, 25, was arrested on suspicion of intoxicated assault. Martinez was released from Tom Green County Jail around 9:30 a.m. Thursday, according to online jail records. His bond was set at $15,000. Devontae Carson, a 25-year-old passenger in the Chevy, was arrested on suspicion of possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. He was released from Tom Green County Jail an hour after his arrest on a $1,662 bond, according to online jail records. Additional charges could be filed depending on the outcome of the investigation. Police are asking for witnesses to call dispatch at 325-657-4315. Let the call taker know you were calling with information about the child cyclist and vehicle collision at Avenue Inn and College Hills Boulevard. People with video around the collision, even in the 1600 block of College Hills Boulevard, are also asked to contact police. Ross Dress for Less reopens to long line of shoppers in San Angelo, by Rosanna Aguilera. Ross Dress for Less reopened Wednesday to a line of anxious shoppers. The store has been closed since the coronavirus pandemic began impacting Texas retailers in March, when Governor Greg Abbott issued emergency orders shuttering non-essential operations, warehouses, and stores. The first person in line at the store at 4219 Sunset Drive, Caitlin Flores, said she arrived at 7 a.m. and was excited to start shopping. Few people were able to manage remaining 6 feet apart while waiting in line, and some wore masks. The store is offering discounts on spring items that have been on shelves since the pandemic closed its doors to make way for new items being delivered to the store for summer. We do markdowns once a week when we're open regularly, so for the entire 4 to 5 weeks the store was closed, nothing got marked down, explained a store supervisor. So pretty much, we're just catching up on our regular markdowns and trying to get out all of the items that have been there since before we closed in March. Garage sales can begin in San Angelo with some restrictions, by Elena Edgen. After months of garage and yard sales not being allowed in San Angelo due to the coronavirus pandemic, the city announced Wednesday the sales can return. The sales may continue as long as certain guidelines are followed, according to a news release from the city. The restrictions are no more than 10 people at the sale at one time, maintain social distancing, provide hand sanitizer for guests. People can only hold a sale if no one in the household is under a quarantine or isolation for the coronavirus, according to the release. The city also reminded people that homes can only hold 3 garage sales per year due to city code, according to the release. Carlsbad man indicted in death of sister's boyfriend. Here's what we know, by Elena Edgen. A Carlsbad man has been indicted in the February shooting death of Sterling Mickey Riley, 25, according to court documents. On February 15th, the Tom Green County Sheriff's Office responded to a home in the 11500 block of Marshall Street in Carlsbad. A deputy found Riley lying partially in the yard and street in front of a home, according to an arrest affidavit. Riley had been shot in the head and chest. The investigation led to law enforcement arresting Justin Ray Ramirez on February 16th on suspicion of murder. He remained in Tom Green County Jail in lieu of a $500,000 bond as of 11:15 a.m. Wednesday, May 20th, according to online jail records. An indictment on the murder charge was filed May 12, 2020. Argument led to shooting. A woman told deputies that her brother, Justin Ray Ramirez, shot her boyfriend, Riley, in the head with a gun. Ramirez and Riley had been arguing when Ramirez pulled out a gun and fired an entire clip at Riley, the woman told deputies. The woman stated that Riley was dead because of my brother, according to the arrest affidavit. The woman's parents also told deputies they witnessed the shooting. San Angelo EMS attempted to use an EKG machine on Riley, but it was too late. EMS told the deputies Riley was deceased. An investigation revealed that Ramirez had fled the area. Later that afternoon, Ramirez was observed driving a white 2012 Chevy Malibu, traveling near Dublin on U.S. Highway 377 with his girlfriend, Cheyenne Taylor Bragdon Warner, 22, records state. Woman arrested after revealing gun sale, plans to flee to Canada. Bragdon told officers that she was on her way to work when Ramirez called her and said, "I'm about to go to prison for the rest of my life." She picked him up at their Carlsbad home, where he admitted to killing Riley, according to an arrest affidavit. Bragdon stated she was forced to go with Ramirez because she didn't want to be a single mother. She told investigators Ramirez and Bragdon arrived at her Eden home about noon that day. Bragdon told her mother she and Ramirez were in love and going to Dallas, then Canada, records state. While leaving Carlsbad, Ramirez sold the firearm used to shoot Riley to Adrian Hernandez Villarreal, 23, at the gas pumps of a San Angelo convenience store on South Bryant Boulevard, Bragdon told investigators, records state. Texas Rangers spoke with Villarreal and received permission to look at his phone, which uncovered 12 images of child pornography, with girls ranging from ages 15 to 6 years old, according to the affidavit. Texas Rangers arrested Villarreal on suspicion of 12 counts of possession of child pornography. He remained in Tom Green County Jail in lieu of a $220,000 bond as of 12:45 p.m. Wednesday, May 20th. An indictment has not been filed in that case as of Wednesday, according to online court records. Bragdon was arrested on suspicion of hindering apprehension or prosecution on February 19th. She is being charged with assisting Ramirez with fleeing the scene of the homicide, records state. She was released from Tom Green County Jail the next day on a $75,000 bond. An indictment has not been filed as of 1 p.m. Wednesday, according to online court records. Prior aggravated assault with deadly weapon. A week before Riley was killed, Ramirez had a status report hearing in a 2018 aggravated assault with a deadly weapon case in Tom Green County. On July 29, 2018, San Angelo police responded to a shots fired call in the 2600 block of Regent Boulevard. A man told officers multiple men assaulted another man and fired a gun. Officers found an injured man with a swollen forehead and lacerations on the top, sides, and back of his head. The injured man stated that he was assaulted by a group of men on Regent Boulevard after he asked them to leave his house party. He was punched, kicked, and hit with bottles. Another witness told officers a man hit the injured man with a handgun, then fired two shots in the air. Officers later identified Ramirez as one of the men in the group and the one who had the handgun. He was arrested August 28, 2018, and arrested on a $25,000 bond that day. The case remains pending, and a court date hasn't been set, according to online jail records. San Angelo woman arrested after two run out of garage, gasping for air, by Elena Edgen. A San Angelo woman has been arrested after a child suffered facial injuries, according to an arrest affidavit. On Monday, May 18th, police responded to an unknown problem on Juanita Street. Officers heard screaming from the residents but did not see anyone inside. The screams continued in the closed garage and police forced the garage door open, records state. A witness and a child younger than 14 years old exited the garage gasping for air, according to the affidavit. Another woman was in the driver's seat of a vehicle inside the garage that had its engine running and doors locked. The witness and child had been locked in the garage for around 20 minutes before police arrived. An interview revealed the witness, woman, and child were returning home from a friend's house. The woman drove but was intoxicated and swerving while driving, the witness told police. The child had been sitting in the front passenger seat, and the witness told the child to move to the back seat with them. The driver became angry and started cussing at the witness and child, then started scratching at the child's face, records state. While the witness tried to pull the child into the back seat, the woman continued scratching the child's face. Police observed numerous fresh injuries on the child's face, according to the affidavit. Tawanda Northen, 51, was arrested Tuesday morning on suspicion of intentional bodily injury to a child. She remained in Tom Green County Jail as of 4:30 p.m. Tuesday with no bond listed, according to online jail records. San Angelo police arrest man charged with livestock theft in two counties, by Elena Edgen. A Dublin man has been arrested in San Angelo after two other counties filed charges of livestock theft in 2017 and 2018, according to law enforcement. Two special rangers with the Texas and Southwestern Cattle Raisers Association, which investigates livestock theft cases, stated the man used checks to buy livestock, but the checks were returned due to insufficient funds. H.D. Britton, special ranger covering Mills County and the surrounding area, investigated a December 9, 2006 case in Mills County. It was an insufficient funds check for the purchase of some goats, Britton said. He was unable to give more information since the court case has not been disposed. Marvin Wills, special ranger covering Bosque County, stated the man used a hot check to purchase cattle in Meridian in March 2018. Wills received a subpoena to the man's plea hearing in 2019, but the man did not attend the hearing. The man was arrested April 10, 2019 in Mills County on the Bosque County charge, according to a Mills County Sheriff's Office report. A month later, Mills County issued a warrant due to the man failing to appear in court, according to an arrest warrant. San Angelo police arrested Aldalberto De Leon, 29, of Dublin, on Sunday, May 17th, on suspicion of theft less than 10 head of livestock, less than $30,000, in Mills County. Theft of cattle, horse, exotic livestock, less than $150,000, in Bosque County, and evading arrest detention in Erath County. He remained in Tom Green County Jail in lieu of a $176,000 bond as of 11:30 a.m. Tuesday, according to online jail records. Tom Green County Sheriff's Office seizes meth, makes four arrests, by Rosanna Aguilera. The Tom Green County Sheriff's Office executed a narcotics search warrant early Tuesday morning and made four arrests, according to a news release. At approximately 6:30 p.m. May 19th, officers executed a narcotics search warrant in the 100 block of East Avenue L. Entry to the residence was safely gained, and the resulting search located approximately 54.11 grams of methamphetamine, along with items associated with narcotics trafficking, which included scales and packaging materials, the release stated. Also found was a significant amount of U.S. currency, a stolen firearm, and a sawed-off shotgun, according to the release. The following people were arrested inside the residence: Clayton Cole Stroh, 25, possession of a controlled substance; Emily Ray Theriake, 18, possession of a controlled substance; Sierra Nicole Lyman, 25, GJI indictment, assault, family violence, possession, delivery drug paraphernalia; Leroy Jean Torres, 41, manufacture, delivery of drugs, theft of firearm. The Tom Green County Sheriff's Office was assisted by agents from Homeland Security and the Center for Tactical Medicine. The investigation is ongoing, according to the release. Brown's Pool in San Angelo set to reopen Memorial Day weekend with restrictions, by Rosanna Aguilera. Brown's Pool in San Angelo is set to reopen Memorial Day weekend with limited capacity. The pool at 5301 Fruitland Farm Road will open May 23rd through the 25th, according to a Facebook post. Starting May 30th, the pool will be open 7 days a week, from 12:30 to 7 p.m. We are limited on the number of people that can be at the facility, and we will have to turn people away once the capacity limit is met, the post stated. If you are sick or have been around people who are sick, please stay home. Once in the facility, we must practice social distancing as outlined by the governor. The pool usually opens near the first weekend of May for the summer season, but was restricted this year due to COVID-19. The city's municipal pool on East Avenue A is set to open July 4th, according to the city website. Pier 1 Imports seeking to shut down all store operations, by Rosanna Aguilera. Pier 1 Imports announced Tuesday that it has filed a motion seeking bankruptcy court approval to shut down all stores, according to a news release. On Tuesday, May 19th, the company filed the motion to begin an orderly wind down of the operations as soon as reasonably possible, after stores are able to reopen following the COVID-19 closures. As part of the wind down, Pier 1 will sell its inventory and assets, including its intellectual property and e-commerce business, according to the release. Store closings and liquidation sales will initiate once stores can reopen in compliance with CDC guidelines. Orders are still being processed and filed online. Pier 1 has one location in San Angelo at 4141 Sunset Drive, An exact date for when the store will close was not immediately available. We deeply value our associates, customers, business partners, and the communities in which we operate, and this is not the outcome we expected or hoped to achieve, Robert Reisbach, Pier 1 CEO, said. This decision follows months of working to identify a buyer who would continue to operate our business going forward. Unfortunately, the challenging retail environment has been significantly compounded by the profound impact of COVID-19. Hindering our ability to secure such a buyer and requiring us to wind down. The release states the financial and legal advisors shuffled through options before deciding on this course of action. Ultimately, due to the combination of a challenging retail environment and the new reality and uncertainty of a post-COVID world, the company and its advisors determined that an orderly wind down is the best way to maximize the value of Pier 1's assets, according to the release. San Angelo Fire Department Moving Fast to Replace Aging Ladder Truck by Jen Guadarrama. The city is moving fast to replace an aging and faltering San Angelo Fire Department ladder truck. The 1995 fire engine failed third-party testing February 26th and was found to have deficiencies that would cost at least $78,000 to repair. Main issues include the transmission not shifting into reverse, hydraulic system failure, water flow concerns, and excessive engine wear, according to Assistant Fire Chief Patrick Brody. The engine was scheduled for replacement by the department in October, but Brody asked to fast-track the purchase after he found a demo model that meets the city's needs at a steep discount through Siddons Martin Emergency Group. The 2019 model under consideration has roughly 3,000 miles from it being driven around the country to showcase to potential buyers and boasts a price tag of $697,195. When Brody priced a similar model brand new, the cost was more than $898,300. This is a great opportunity for us to pick this up at a huge discount, Brody said. City Finance Director Tina Dersky said the fire department receives a $250,000 allocation annually for major investments in equipment that the department reserves until it has enough saved to make a purchase. The $250,000 requested now would not be placed in the department's upcoming budget. Brody said the department needed to act quickly to purchase the engine because demo models are sold on a first-come, first-served basis. They will hold the unit temporarily, but can't hold it until October, he explained. Asked if whether the existing engine was worth repairing, Brody said he wouldn't recommend keeping the fire truck. Even after these repairs are made, everything on that vehicle has 350,000 miles. Suspension, hydraulic system on ladder. My recommendation is to move forward, put it up for auction. I can't see us getting much more than 5 years, even with all the repairs, Brody explained. Additionally, the National Fire Protection Association also recommends that engines over 25 years old should be retired, the chief noted. Certainly, we need a fire truck that works and is efficient, Mayor Brenda Guntner said. The move received unanimous appeal from the San Angelo City Council on Tuesday, May 19th. San Angelo police nab napping hit-and-run suspect who fled crash, from staff reports. A man accused of being involved in a hit-and-run crash with a stolen pickup was captured Monday afternoon when a resident found him napping. Just after 2 p.m., Monday, May 18th, San Angelo police officers were dispatched to 29th Street and Martin Luther King Drive to investigate a hit-and-run crash involving a stolen Dodge Ram pickup. When officers arrived, they learned the driver of the pickup ran from the crash. Officers converged on the area, observed the suspect running, and a foot pursuit ensued. However, the suspect was not located. The crash investigation revealed the pickup was stolen out of Crockett County. The pickup was traveling south on MLK Drive when the driver disregarded a red light and collided into a Checker Cab minivan traveling east on 29th Street, according to a news release from the police. The driver of the cab was not injured, the release states. Roughly 2 hours later, police received a call from a residence on West 30th Street about a suspicious man who appeared to be asleep under a vehicle. Officers arrived and identified the man as the driver of the stolen pickup. Jonathan D. Borrego, 34, was arrested on suspicion of evading arrest. Additional charges are pending the outcome of the investigation into the crash and stolen pickup, the release states. San Angelo man pleads not guilty after federal indictment in four child sex charges by Rosanna Aguilera and Elena Edgen. A San Angelo man has pleaded not guilty in federal court to a four-count indictment charging him with producing child pornography and enticing a minor, according to court documents. Joshua Paul Cox, 21, entered a plea of not guilty Monday, May 18th, during a Zoom meeting with federal magistrate Judge John R. Parker in Abilene. He pleaded not guilty to two counts of production of child pornography and two counts of enticement of a minor, according to federal documents. Tom Green County Sheriff's deputies had initiated an extended investigation for the offense of online solicitation of a minor, according to a news release from the sheriff's office. During the investigation, deputies assumed the online persona of a known juvenile female under the age of 17. The juvenile female and the defendant had met via social media and in person on an earlier date, the release states. Cox made contact with deputies and arranged plans via social media to meet with whom he believed was the juvenile female. This meeting was to take place at an elementary school with the intent to engage in sexual acts with the juvenile female. At the meeting, Cox was taken into custody without incident in the elementary school parking lot by Tom Green County deputies. During a subsequent interview, Cox admitted to numerous sexually related crimes against children and to being in possession of child pornography, according to a news release from the sheriff's office. Additionally, Cox was found to have enticed multiple juvenile females to produce digital images and videos performing sexual acts. It was determined Cox was using multiple social media accounts to communicate with juvenile females, and he had used impersonation tactics to exploit and entice juvenile females into communicating with him, the news release states. The exploited females were found to reside both inside and outside Texas, including Tom Green County. Cox was indicted May 13th and was arrested by deputies and U.S. federal agents at a residence in San Angelo on May 15th. The federal indictment in the case lists Cox as the defendant in the following counts. Count 1, production of child pornography. About April 26, 2019, the defendant coerced Jane Doe 1, a minor, to engage in sexually explicit conduct that was recorded and sent to the defendant. Count 2, production on child pornography. About April 26, 2019, the defendant coerced Jane Doe 1, a minor, to engage in sexually explicit conduct that was recorded and sent to the defendant. Count 3, enticement of a minor. About April 13, 2019, the defendant enticed or attempted to entice Jane Doe 1, a minor, to engage in sexual activity. Count 4, enticement of a minor. About May 1, 2019, the defendant enticed or attempted to entice Jane Doe 2, a minor, to engage in sexual activity. Cox has additional charges pending for sexual assault of a child in Tom Green County. Federal prosecutors have asked that Cox remain in custody for the safety of any other person and the community. San Angelo police respond as hot air balloon lands near Lakeview High by Elena Edgen. San Angelo police responded to an unusual call Monday afternoon involving a hot air balloon, according to Facebook posts from the department's page. Monday afternoon, an officer in North San Angelo responded to a call about a hot air balloon in distress, according to the Post. The hot air balloon landed just north of Lakeview High School. An officer thought the balloon was flying too low, so he responded to check their welfare, said Tracy Piat Cox, public information officer for SAPD. They were not in distress, and it was a planned flight and landing. The two occupants were not injured or in danger, according to the Post. San Angelo to temporarily change method of disinfecting public water supply, from staff reports. The City of San Angelo's Water Utilities Department will change how it disinfects the public water supply from June 1st through June 30th, according to a city news release. The water department normally uses chloramine, a mix of ammonia and chlorine, to disinfect water. In June, the water department will use only chlorine, also known as free chlorine. The yearly temporary conversion from chloramines to free chlorine, a common practice for municipal water systems, ensures water safety in pipelines by ridding mains of residual microscopic organic particles that yields the highest quality of drinking water. Citizens may see more flushing of fire hydrants in June. Water lines with low flow must be flushed more often to keep chlorinated water moving through the system. Free chlorine is a stronger disinfectant than chloramine. Water users may note a slight change in the smell, taste, and look of their water. This may include a chlorine odor and slight discoloration. Most symptoms should lessen after a couple of weeks. They do not affect the safety of the water. The water department encourages kidney dialysis patients to talk with their equipment supplier. Different equipment may have varying needs and require adjustments. The city has contacted local hospitals to alert them of the change. Some reverse osmosis systems are not designed to work with water that has free chlorine. Owners of RO systems should check their operation manuals or system manufacturers to ensure they will not be adversely affected by the change. The process most fish tanks have for removing chloramines from water should do the same with free chlorine and need no adjustments. Fish tank operators should confirm that with their equipment supplier. Pet stores have also been told of the conversion. The water department will monitor chlorine levels and water quality standards in the distribution system on a daily basis to ensure all regulatory standards are met. Icon Cinema in San Angelo announces it will remain closed, by Rosanna Aguilera. Icon Cinema in San Angelo announced Monday the theater will remain closed as Texas begins opening back up from the COVID-19 lockdown. On May 18th, the cinema said on a Facebook post it will stay closed until management feels it is safe for team members and the public. We hope everyone is safe, healthy, and we look forward to showing movies on the big screen soon. Thank you for your continued support, the post stated. March 20th was the last day the cinema was open for business. City of San Angelo now accepting applications for rent and mortgage assistance, by Rosanna Aguilera. Update: the city is receiving a high volume of calls and emails from residents interested in the CARES Rental Mortgage Assistance Program. To better serve customers and expedite the process, the city asks that callers refrain from making multiple calls to 325-655-0824 for the same issues. Calls are returned based on the time and date they are received, with the oldest handled first. The City of San Angelo is now accepting applications for Rent and Mortgage Assistance, RMA, to help with COVID-19 related recovery. Applications can be taken by appointment only starting Monday, May 18th. Citizens can read more about the program and obtain an application electronically online at costx.us/CHS. Completed applications can be emailed to housing@costx.us. For citizens without access to the internet, call 325-655-0824 to set up an appointment with staff to either complete an application over the phone, pick up an application, or drop off an application at the Neighborhood and Family Services Lobby at 52 West College Avenue, North Wick Entrance. Walk-ins without an appointment will not be accepted. Clients may be screened for COVID-19 upon entrance, according to the news release. Police report three people shot at San Angelo home Saturday night by Paul Harris. The San Angelo Police Department is investigating an incident Saturday that resulted in three people being shot at a San Angelo residence, according to a news release. At about 11:15 p.m. Saturday, May 16th, police were dispatched to the 800 block of East 23rd Street for a report of shots fired. The incident occurred at a private gathering, and early indications suggest it was an isolated event as the parties are acquaintances, according to police. Officers found three victims, two 33-year-old males and one 21-year-old male. Two of the victims are listed in stable condition at a local hospital, while a third was treated and released. This is an ongoing investigation with detectives actively following leads on the case, the release stated. If you have information about this crime, you can call police dispatch at 325-657-4315 or send a direct message to the department's Facebook or Twitter pages. To remain anonymous, tip by texting the words TIPSAPD to 888-777. Follow the prompts. Or by calling San Angelo Crime Stoppers at 325-658-4357. New bakery opening in San Angelo, offering sweet treats and chocolate fountain, by Rosanna Aguilera. A new bakery is coming to San Angelo, offering sweet treats and a chocolate fountain. The Chocolate Drip and Bakery will be located at 2220 Sherwood Way. The owner, Christy Marquez, said she hopes to open Monday, May 18th, if all goes as planned. The bakery's hours are tentatively set for 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Marquez will be selling cupcakes, pineapple upside-down cakes, wedding cakes, and more. It's going to be a bakery where you can get your sweets for the day, Marquez said. What's going to be different is that I'm going to have a chocolate fountain running all day long where you can dip strawberries, donut holes, pretzels, and more. Marquez has been in the business for 3 years and believed it was time to get her own storefront. I decided it was time to open something up because this is what I love to do. This is where my heart is at. San Angelo police arrest two wanted fugitives, find meth, cocaine, heroin, and more, by John Tufts. Officers with the San Angelo Police Department seized narcotics, firearms, and cash in two separate incidents Thursday, according to a news release. On Thursday, May 14th, police arrived at the Super 8 Motel in the 400 block of West Avenue L to investigate reports of an unconscious person. Members of the SAPD gang unit arrived and identified an alleged gang member who they said was in possession of a firearm, according to the release. During their investigation, officers located and seized approximately 21 grams of suspected methamphetamine, 62 grams of suspected cocaine, approximately 3 grams of suspected heroin, drug paraphernalia, and what they described as a large amount of suspected stolen property, according to the release. Through fingerprints at the Tom Green County Jail, investigators identified the man as Joe Perales, 55, who police say is a wanted fugitive. Perales was initially charged with a U.S. Marshal hold warrant. Federal charges are pending the outcome of an ongoing investigation, according to the release. Later Thursday evening, police spotted a 24-year-old man they identified as a wanted fugitive in a vehicle near 7th and Chadburn Street. Officers took the man into custody and found him in possession of approximately 8 ounces of suspected methamphetamine, approximately $1,300, 2 confirmed stolen firearms, and a 3rd firearm police suspect is stolen, according to the release. Police charged Richard Castillo with his warrants, which include manufacturing or possession of a controlled substance less than 1 gram, manufacturing or possession of a controlled substance between 1 and 4 grams, and evading arrest or detention, according to the release. Police say federal charges are pending the outcome of this ongoing investigation. City of San Angelo releases reopening schedule by Rosanna Aguilera and Elena Edgen. The City of San Angelo has released a schedule on when city facilities will reopen and what measures they are taking. Just in time for the weekend, city parks, trails, and playgrounds are open for entertainment. Lake Nasworthy is also open for day use, which includes lake parks and public docks and ramps. Animal services and the municipal court are open with limitations. The airport, Fort Concho, and the landfill are fully open. Starting Monday, May 18th, these facilities will be open by appointment only with limited occupancy. The Business Resource Center, City Hall Annex, Water Customer Service and Cashiers can take in-person payments. Community Development Building, Metropolitan Planning Organization, Police Department. On Tuesday, May 19th, the Nature Center will reopen. The lobby of the Municipal Court will open on Wednesday, May 20th. In June, these facilities will reopen. June 1st, Animal Services Lobby, Fairmount Cemetery, and Skate Parks. June 15th, Recreation Centers. WIC will reopen in-person services on July 1st, and the Municipal Pool will open July 4th, according to the city release. Dates could change pending state mandates. People are required to social distance while at facilities. Barrier shields will limit contact between staff and the public. And hand hygiene options will be available at city buildings. Springtown man charged with burglary of San Angelo storage unit by Elena Edgen. A Springtown man was arrested Friday after police caught him burglarizing a San Angelo storage unit, according to a police news release. Just before 6 a.m. Friday, an officer was patrolling Hunter's Run Self Storage, 3435 Green Meadow Drive, and discovered a burglary in progress, according to the release. The officer noticed a Ford pickup parked next to the storage unit, which had a broken lock. Noises could be heard from inside the unit, according to the release. More officers arrived and located a man hiding inside the unit. The investigation revealed that the pickup had been reported as stolen in Springtown, a city 61 miles northwest of Dallas. Several items inside the pickup had been removed from the storage unit. During the follow-up investigation, officers were led to a San Angelo motel room with a large amount of stolen property, drug paraphernalia, a woman, and 2 young children, according to the release. Child Protective Services was called to investigate due to poor living conditions. Police arrested Hayden Quinn, 22, on suspicion of burglary of a building. He remained in Tom Green County Jail with no bond, listed as of 4 p.m. Friday. Additional charges are pending the investigation's outcome, according to the release. Grant helps provide mental health services to Concho Valley amid COVID-19 pandemic, from staff reports. As evidence mounts that the COVID-19 pandemic is taking an emotional toll on Texans, help is on the way for the Concho Valley in the form of a grant awarded to MHMR Services for the Concho Valley by the Health and Human Services Commission, Disaster Behavioral Health Services. This grant will be used to fund a Crisis Counseling Assistance and Training Program, CCP, called Texans Recovering Together. Texans recovering together will help residents living in Koch, Concho, Crockett, Erion, Reagan, Sterling, and Tom Green counties recover from the COVID pandemic. Services will include crisis counseling from CC-trained outreach workers accessed via the HHSC COVID Mental Health Support Line, 833-986-1919, and or the local crisis hotline, 325-653-5933. Highly specialized outreach to the Concho Valley, offering support and psychological first aid to anyone living in the Concho Valley, connecting individuals to community resources. These services are confidential and free of charge to people who call the hotline. The missions of Texans Recovering Together is to help those experiencing anxiety, stress, or emotional challenges due to the COVID-19 pandemic. People are facing unprecedented financial, social, physical, and mental struggles. Everyone is impacted by the pandemic. The CCP grant funding is to be used within 60 days. However, HHSC DBHS plans to pursue a second CCP grant. If awarded, would allow MHMR services for the Concho Valley to extend our CCP program an additional 9 months. If you need help managing your thoughts and anxiety about COVID-19's pandemic, reach out. Help is just a phone call away. 325-653-5933. For more information, or if you are an agency that is offering services due to COVID-19, and want to be added to a community resource list, contact Nancy Woods Hernandez, Community Relations Manager, at 325-658-7750. What city locations are open and closed for Memorial Day in San Angelo? From staff reports. Most city offices will be closed Monday in observance of Memorial Day. The Municipal Pool, Station 618, and Santa Fe Crossing Senior Citizens, Southside and Carl Ray Johnson Recreation Centers, the McNeese Convention Center, the San Angelo Tom Green County Health Department, Municipal Court, the Nature Center, and Animal Services will all be closed, a city news release states. Camping at all city parks and Lake Nasworthy remain prohibited. There will be no interruption in garbage collection or landfill operations. Fort Concho will record Memorial Day exercises to honor the nation's fallen military personnel, and the video will be posted on the fort's Facebook page Monday. Members of the Fort Concho Living History Program will post the colors on the parade ground at half-staff with an artillery salute, followed by a short talk on the significance of this day, the news release states. Fort Concho will be open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Memorial Day for self-guided tours. For more information, call Fort Concho at 325-481-2646 or visit fortconcho.com. City operations will resume at 8 a.m. Tuesday, May 26th. Thank you for joining us for the reading of the San Angelo Standard-Times. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.